Hi, this is Kenneth. Welcome back to Easy Burmese Chapter 5. Let's start pattern practice number 4. This is the usage of the place indicator, ma. There is a nasal initial in the consonant, so it's not ma. It's not ma. It's ma. Ma. You have to start with the sound hmm and then say ma to get it. Ma. Ma. Yango ma ne ma za de ne. I teach Burmese in Yangon. Yangon ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Yangon. Mandalay ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Mandalay. Mandalay ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Mandalay. Mae myo ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Mae myo. Mae myo ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Mae Myo. America ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in America. America ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in America. Japan ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Japan. Japan ma nyama za thene. I teach Burmese in Japan. All right, this time we will keep the place the same as Yangon, but instead change the languages that we teach. Here we go. Yango ma English sa thene. I teach English in Yango. Yango ma English sa thene. I teach English in Yango. Yango ma Deok sa thene. I teach Chinese in Yango. Yango ma Deok sa thene. I teach Chinese in Yango. Yango ma Japan za thene. I teach Japanese in Yangon. Yango ma Japan za thene. I teach Japanese in Yangon. Yango ma Korean za thene. I teach Korean in Yangon. Yango ma Korean za thene. I teach Korean in Yangon. Yango ma German za thene. I teach German in Yangon. Yangon ma German za thene. I teach German in Yangon. Yangon ma Pientet sa thene. I teach French in Yangon. Yangon ma Pientet sa thene. I teach French in Yangon. Let's move on to pattern practice 5, asking, do you teach this language? Asking a yes-no question is fairly simple in Burmese. You end the question with the particle la. For example, Myanmar za is Burmese language. Se is the verb to teach. So if you want to ask somebody, do you teach Burmese? All you have to say is Myanmar za thin la. Myanmar za thin la. You end the question with the particle la to form your question. Let's practice the list of questions in the book. English sa thin la. Do you teach English? English sa thin la. Do you teach English? Deok sa thin la. Do you teach Chinese? Deok sa thin la. Do you teach Chinese? Japan sa thin la. Do you teach Japanese? Japan sa thin la. Do you teach Japanese? Korean sa thin la. Do you teach Korean? Korean sa thin la. Do you teach Korean? Pientet sa thin la. Do you teach French? Pientet sa thin la. Do you teach French? German sa thin la. Do you teach German? German sa thin la. Do you teach German? Moving on to pattern practice 6, this is the last for this chapter, to describe what you do for work. In the book, I give you a list of words and phrases to describe the different types of work that people do. So let's put them to good use in this exercise to describe what you do. Here we go. Sa tau sain wendamba. I'm a restaurant staff person. Sa tau sain wendamba. I'm a restaurant staff person. Sa tau sain bain shimba. I'm a restaurant owner. Sa tau sain Bain Shimba. I'm a restaurant owner. Sa Oksang Manejaba. I'm a bookstore manager. စာအုပ်ဆိုင် manager ပါ I'm a bookstore manager coffee ဆိုင် wendamba I'm a cafe staff person coffee ဆိုင် wendamba I'm a cafe staff person လပယေဆိုင်ပိုင်ရှင်ပါ I'm a tea shop owner လပယေဆိုင်ပိုင်ရှင်ပါ I'm a tea shop owner ယတနာဆိုင် manager ပါI'm a jewelry shop manager. Yadana zain manager ba. I'm a jewelry shop manager. A wasain bain shen ba. I'm a clothing shop owner. A wasain bain shen ba. I'm a clothing shop owner. So this is all the patterns for this chapter. Go back and listen to the patterns until you remember the structure and the key phrases, and then you can put them to good use. I'm Kenneth Wong. I will see you in the next chapter.